were born. Yeah, but sometimes we don't know why. And time seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Yes, it's Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk on this fine Monday afternoon with me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, and of course, my wonderful co-presenter.
You're not going to tell them?
No.
It's a secret, folks. Hang on, good afternoon, everybody.
I wanted to keep them in suspense.
I think they know.
I just wanted to, let them know that, one day it might not be Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan. It could be somebody else. No. Nobody else could be Who Cares Wins, could they, Jan? So welcome, listeners, to a fine Monday afternoon. I trust you are enjoying this super, super sunshine out there.
It's beautiful.
You can still hear us from wherever you are if you are outside. So if you've got your tablet or your mobile phone, remember the TuneIn app means that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So good afternoon. Jan, you've been up to all sorts, haven't you, with men in overalls and big chunky boots.
Hazard jackets and protective gloves. Very exciting.
And yes. It's all legal.
It's all legal. Yes, I was at the XL Centre last week for the Safety and Health Expo 2014.
Yes.
If you're into that sort of thing, it's a brilliant show. It's all things to do with safety and health. In employment, so it's protective clothing from hazard jackets, warning clothes, but protective clothing to keep you safe from whatever job you're doing. So heat resistant, cold resistant, thermals, whatever, acid burns, gloves, loads of gloves. Almost every other stand had gloves on, so I'm not sure what that was all about.
Yeah.
But beautiful colours, so a real fashion accessory.
Did they have orange ones?
They had orange ones and pink ones and green ones and red ones.
Well, like,
there's a song
coming there.
Yeah,
sing away, Jan.
But, a good 10-20 years ago, steel cap boot was just an ugly steel cap boot. You can get them all sorts of colours and fabrics. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But they had lots of demonstrations, so working at height, laying cables, construction industry, all sorts of things.
And I hear you were ogling men.
I was ogling men. I'm allowed to. I mean, they're on show.
Were they?
What's not to do?
They were demonstrating things, were they?
They were indeed. Yes, lots of men at height and abseiling and climbing and all sorts of things. That was really good. And Kim Boggins, who came on the show.
Kim Boggins from
KB Occupational Health and Safety, came on the show back in January. She was there giving a talk on safety and health in the construction industry. Unfortunately, I missed her talk. We were not coinciding with our visit, but so she was there. If anybody went along and listened to Kim's talk, we'd love to hear from you. But alongside that show, it's free entry.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's always good to look out for these things. But alongside, they also had the Facilities Show, the Energy and Environment Expo.
Wow.
FIREX International, which is Fire and Safety.
Oh.
IFSEK, which I never did find out what that was.
RESB.
And Service Management Expo. So you got...
loads.
You got six for the price of one, but you didn't even have to pay for your one. That was excellent.
Blimey.
Lots of goodie bags.
I was going to say, did you come home with some goodies?
Yes.
Did you get any freebie, orange Doc Martens or any particular brand
like
of footwear?
Lots of canvas bags. So
canvas
my shopping
bags.
Is sorted. I've got things to carry in.
Excellent.
That's excellent. And the odd pen and post-it note.
Yeah. No squeegee balls.
No, not this time. No. But well worth going. And another freebie one coming up, just while I'm sort of, is the back pain show, beginning of July, something like the 4th to the 6th of July.
Okay.
And that's got free tickets as well. So I'll post about that on Facebook. But
I might encourage my hubby to go to
whether you're in industry or not, even if you're looking for solutions for home.
Mm.
These shows are all free to go to.
So. And if they're free, it's like, I'm up for that.
Absolutely.
I mean, okay, you might have your travel costs and your time costs, but at the end of the day, you don't have to then fork out of your purse strings.
Tourist in the morning, expo in the afternoon. They are in London.
Well, we have a wonderful guest coming up shortly. We've got a couple of bits to talk about, but we do have a guest, and we're going to utilise our technology to its finest with the telephone. So she will be calling in about 6 or 7 minutes' time. So we'll get her on the air, get her sorted, and then you can hear more about that. If you've been following us on Twitter, you will have seen our teasing tweets about her wonderful subject. And I know some of the men may have thought, that show's not for me then. Maybe you're wrong. So tune in, listen up, sit down, make yourself comfy. I was working. Yeah, you were working.
You were working.
I wasn't. I switched off. I left this planet for 2 days and I went on, if you remember, we were talking about it over the various weeks before. Mm-hmm. To encourage people if they wanted to book on this Reflect and Restore Summer Solstice Retreat that was organised by Julie Raitt and Jane Dunsby. And Jane is a very, very good friend of mine. And so is now Julie. And Julie Raitt, she is a yoga professional, alongside many, many other talents that she has. She does Nordic walking?
Nordic walking. With the poles.
With the poles you walk.
Propel yourself.
She does power hooping. So yes, an amazing woman with most amazing talents. And we had a wonderful weekend. The key thing for me, I was away from Friday afternoon through till Sunday night. And I actually feel like I've been away for a week. It was glorious. And the venue that they chose is, if you are up to looking for escaping and being in the middle of nowhere, then go on the wonderful website of Hare Farm Hideaways. That's Hare as in the
rabbit.
Bunny rabbit lookalike. H-A-R-E, farm. Hare Farm Hideaways. It is a wonderful place. You can hire a 3-kiln oast house that has been wonderfully restored and sort of brought back from its origins, obviously, were the drying and the storing of the hops, mm-hmm. which I wonder if there was some fumes in the air maybe still lingering, which is why I couldn't speak properly. Not that that stops me. And it's a working sheep farm. And right. So you do have all the sheep.
Yes.
The meh and the ma and the there's some deep ones. And so they restored this wonderful 3-kiln oast house. So it's massive. Mm-hmm. From 2010. And it's got resident barn owls. So Julie, bless her, had the wonderful treat of seeing a barn owl in flight.
Oh, fantastic.
Brought wonderful white wings and spikes. Yeah. It was just wonderful. We were all very jealous. And we just had a packed schedule of yoga, mindfulness practices, silent practice, silent lunch.
I saw your timetable. That doesn't look restful, but you would think
that the timetable, we started, especially Saturday, because being the longest day, mm-hmm. we wanted to utilise that. So we were up for the sunrise and we had yoga at sunrise.
At time?
4:45 in the
Ouch.
Morning. I was awake from 4:15. And we went all the way through the day. We had yoga, we had breakfast, we had then a wonderful hour's meditation down by the lake, which mm-hmm. is also in the grounds of the farm. We had lunch, we had foot massage, hand massage if you wanted, etc. So we had afternoon tea, so we did eat well. We were nourished very well by a lovely lady called Louise, who is actually a local lady. She's lives in New Romney.
All right.
So you never know, she might be appearing on the on any of our shows on Channel Radio. And then we had fun, shine and laughter. And this is where I got up to semantics, where I did a handstand up against a wall with a little bit of assistance from the wonderful Julie and Jane, I may say.
Well, you're 5 again, Angela.
So I was 5. And then I got into the whole, hey! So I then went off down on the lawn, did roly-polies, hula hooping. We had space hoppers. So there was an element of sort of energetic frivolity.
And the title of this weekend was?
It was Reflect and Restore.
Right. Okay.
But it was about restoring and nourishing. So not only the food, but also mm-hmm. nourishing ourselves and really connecting with ourselves again. And who are we and what are we about and what are we really you know here to do? And so it was a great weekend. As I say, it felt like a week away, and the weather just seemed to bless us.
It was a glorious weekend.
We had the
it?
Sunrise, and it just popped over the treetops, and then it just stayed. It was as if to say, welcome, and while you're here, we will be here. And then when you're going, it actually followed me to Kent, so I was very pleased.
I hate to break it to you, but
I know.
We did get some sun in Kent.
Well, I sent it your way, Jan. I had a word, and I said, would you mind just stretching your rays over towards
very
Kent?
Very kind of you.
So it was a brilliant. So harefarmhideaways.co.uk, I highly recommend that you go and have a look at their website. Some fantastic pictures on there, but also book. Go for a week or even a weekend. Jane and Julie stayed in the shepherd's hut. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. Go on the website and have
it's
a look at the
it?
Hut. It is a
very
beautiful
cute.
Shepherd's hut. Really is beautiful.
So they obviously, people hire the
you
venue
You can hire
for
the venue,
events,
yes. And it sleeps up to 12 people.
You can just do a self-catering holiday.
You could.
So you
I mean,
have
especially
have
the
events.
Shepherd's hut. You could have couples.
Right.
And they could just literally escape from the frantic world and just get back in touch. I mean, it's a working sheep farm, so just be aware that the sheep are wandering around from dawn till dusk. And it is actually an orchestra of tunes. But it was fantastic. So thank you, Julie Raitt. And if you want to have a look on Julie's website, she has a website, yogawithjulie.net. And there's some information there because she teaches around the Maidstone and Rochester areas in Kent. And Jane Dunsby, her website is inspirationalchanges.com. And I believe there's going to be many more of these retreats. So watch out.
Watch this space. Yeah.
But a big thank you to everyone, Louise, Julie, Jane and Hare Farm. Fantastic venue. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Shall we play some music?
Play some music. Some clues.
And get our guest. Get our guest on. Yay. Okay, here goes. We'll talk to you in a moment.
Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time of the day. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to say.
2, 3, 4. Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Bum, 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 bum. She was afraid to come out in the open. So a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open. And so she sat bundled up on the shelf.
2, 3, 4. Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water. And I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water. And the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4. Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. And itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay. From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water. Guess there isn't any more.
She's a perfect 10, but she wears a 12. Baby, keep a little 2 for me. She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams. There's still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game, with a big fat A, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door, with a 4-4-4, there ain't no man can replace.
We love our love, different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
If it's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on top. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
The anorexic chicks, the model sex, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see.
We love our love, different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
A bottle watch, second hand.
I bought a calendar.
Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.
So yes, that wasn't me singing, folks. You are listening to Who Cares Wins. Honest, it's the real show. Who Cares Wins Radio here on, or Who Cares Wins Show even. I can't speak, Jan. I'm getting so excited. And because we have on the telephone all the way from, I can't even remember where it is now, but
she's
Sarah
North,
O'Regan.
She?
You are there from Brass Sense Limited, are you not?
Hello, hello.
I'm up here in sunny Leicester.
Sunny Leicester, there she is. Thank you very much, Sarah. You see, my brain's all of a tiz because I'm thinking about certain things now. And interestingly, I'm now thinking about my posture, which I know you're going to talk about.
I am.
So welcome to our show, Sarah. It's a
Thank
pleasure
you.
To have you. We briefly mentioned you last week when we had the dear Jane Wallace on from the House of Colour Consultancy. She does out in Canterbury. And I know that you two are working together, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on.
We are.
But before we go any further, Sarah, first of all, I'm assuming that O'Regan, there must be a link with some Irish there.
Yeah, my granddad was Irish. He was from County Cork, so that's where the name comes from.
How bizarre, that's where my mother's side, my mother's family, Cork. Look at that. We're connected in some way.
We are.
Okay, enough of this rubbish talk, Angela. Let's get on to the serious information. Brass Sense Limited. There is a clue in the title, and there was a little snippet there around bras that we played. And people may have seen on Twitter various little quotes that I've been putting out from your website of information around bras and women and us wearing the right size, the wrong size, our interpretation of it, etc. Before we go any further, I'm fascinated. How did you become this company, Brass Sense Limited? Where did that come
become
from?
Become involved
that idea?
With bras.
Yes.
Well, it came from exactly from the same place where most women come from about bras. It came from not knowing my bra size. And I think for years, you just go into the stores and just keep picking up a bra and never really thinking whether it works or not for you, what it's there designed to do for you. And you're almost sort of blinded by like the colour and is it a lace and what is it smooth? You're sort of looking at the sort of aesthetic look of a bra.
Yes.
You're not thinking about what the actual function is or, you know, how they work or anything. And after university, I moved to Zurich, and it was one day that I can clearly remember because I was actually going out on a date.
Oh,
and
very
it was
important.
A Friday. It was. It was a very important day, and it was a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I had got a full day, because I worked as a teacher over there. I'd got a full day working, and I was thinking, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear? So I ran in my lunchtime to try and find something to buy, an outfit for that evening. Couldn't find anything, and thought, right, I know, I'll wear this pair of trousers and this top that I've got at home, but I need to put a white bra underneath. Hadn't got my washing done that week.
Oh, no.
Too busy. So I thought, on my way home, I thought, I'll dash into Yelmolly, which is one of the department stores out there, pick up a bra, and that's my outfit done. So dashed into the store, you're confronted by all the bras, you don't recognise the brands,
no.
And you're thinking,
it's all foreign.
What size am I? It's absolutely
Angie,
that.
Can I interrupt you briefly, pause
yes.
that thought. Are the sizes in Switzerland UK size, European size? Is there a difference, like shoe sizes, there's a difference in numbers?
There is. There's a difference. That's one of the big confusions, actually,
so
when it
more
comes
confusing.
To bra sizing anyway.
Okay.
In that every country, basically the UK, we have our own sort of label sizing where we go A, B, C, D, double D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
Whereas in Europe, it actually goes A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So they don't put a double D cup into their sizing, which instantly causes confusion.
Yeah. Definitely.
Wow. So, yes, I paused you there in your story. I'll press play again. Carry on.
So,
you're in
quickly
this shop.
Went into a shop thinking, what am I going to buy? And at the time, I was about 36 double D, 36 E. And there was actually only, believe it or not, in a whole shop, I mean, Yamal is quite a big department store, there was only one bra that actually went up to my size.
Oh.
And it was actually one of the Triumph ones. So I had to buy that one. And I went off and worked for my outfit and what have you. And then it dawned on me that none of the expats ever bought underwear out in Switzerland.
Really?
Generally because it didn't go up large enough for us in the cup sizes. But it wasn't something that people bought out there. We all used to wait until we came back home. Or
fill up the suitcase.
you know.
Wow. Well, I suppose in a way I can understand. If I was out there, I probably would wait to. It's that sort of familiarity of wait till I get home because I know the numbers and the letters and what it all means.
Absolutely, it's one of those things, and it sent me back thinking. So when I was on my year out from university, my year abroad when I was in Germany, and I live with a Canadian and American.
Sure, you're a very global lady.
And they used to, I remember very clearly, the American girl buying her, having her mum send her swimwear over from the States to Germany because she couldn't find, it was just something that we did. We, you know, you didn't start looking for things.
Yes.
You had things sent over because there were certain requirements that we all had and that you weren't sure if you were going to go into a shop and if you were going to get hold of them.
Wow.
I've heard of, you know, send me the tea, send me the tea.
Chocolate,
custard,
jeans,
and bra.
But it was very much the bra, you know, it's just something that people do. And that's what set me off on thinking about bras, expats, Switzerland. So Bra Sense is actually designed to be an online site running in Switzerland, bringing in sort of bras from the UK and sort of from the States for the expat community out there.
Oh, I see. So it started in Switzerland.
It did.
Oh, that was the idea behind it.
Yeah.
And then coming into England, you saw yourself, you found yourself back in Leicester.
I found myself back in Leicester when personal side didn't quite go to plan over in Zurich. So I find myself back over here and literally everything coming back over, you know, your clothes and bits and bobs coming back over, restarting your life here and thinking, waking up one day and thinking, what am I going to do now?
Yes.
And thinking, I've got a business plan. I had it over in Switzerland. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Bra Sense.
Fantastic. And did you have help and assistance, you know, with this idea? Did you then feed off other people, or was it, did people sort of look at you and think, you're bizarre, you're mad?
Well, they did actually, believe it or not. But no, when I decided that it was going to be an online site over here, so I had a lot of help from sort of my mum, my dad, and my sister in particular.
Oh, great.
But what I did was, because I had no experience of bras, other than buying them and wanting to make sense of them, I started looking at brands, and I ended up looking at, on the internet, something like about 75 different brands. And I sort of looked through them all, and what I realised, I was looking closely at the bra styles, was although everything was, you could come in the same cup size within one manufacturer, the shapes of the bras are very different than the manufacturers are producing. And I worked together with my sister. I sort of went to my sister and said, look, how do I put a sizing guide together? And it's then that we sort of said, well, you know, one person who's a 30, that the bra here that's a 32D is never going to fit the same person here who is supposedly a 32D. You know, they're designed for different frames.
Yes.
And that's where it sort of came from, our different sizing guide that we have online at the moment.
That's a quiz question, isn't it? How many brands are there? Because as you've said, Sarah, you stick with the bra that you've always had.
Absolutely.
Until you either can't find the colour or the lace or whatever.
Yeah.
And therefore you think, well, there might be half a dozen. 70 is just mind-blowing.
70 or 75.
And that's just the ones that I found. So, I mean, there's hundreds of bra brands over there. And, of course, as everyone's looking to export and move into different markets, then you're getting a lot more newer brands coming in from Europe or from the States or from Australia and what have you. So it's ever-increasing, you know, it really is.
It's amazing. And it just, as you say, what I think the deeper you go, sorry for the pun, ladies and gentlemen, the deeper you go into that exploration, you're so right that it's a bit like clothing that I don't know whether us women, and I am generalising, whether we have really got to grips with, oh, those puns are coming out, but got to grips with, actually a size 10 in that shop in a dress is different to that size 10 in that shop.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily have, you know, think about that in the relation to a bra, do we?
No, we don't. And one of the things where we were careful with the sizing guide with Bra Sense was that if 70% of women were wearing the wrong bra size, then potentially 70% of people who are coming and ordering from you and ordering the size that they already had, we're going to be buying the wrong bra from you. So you are going to be having, you know, potentially 70% returns coming back, if you like. So for us, as a new online business, what we were looking to do is minimise our returns.
Mm.
And that really was where this sort of sizing guide and the focusing on what bra sizing is, where it actually came from.
I'm interested. You've said something there about returns and a returns policy, which I didn't read on your website. I had a quick peek at your website and the sizing guide, which I'll come back to in a second. But the returns policy, that's interesting, because Jan and I were talking about this before the show, that often you may find that you buy, especially online, you can buy bras, or underwear, but bras, but you're not allowed to send them back. There's an element of sort of health, safety, hygiene, and they like once you've taken it away and tried it, that's it. You can't return it. Well, surely the whole aspect of online is you try it at home in the comfort and safety and whatever security of your own home.
Yeah.
But obviously, if it's not right and it doesn't fit, then you need to be able to send it back and return it.
Yeah.
So, what's your policy?
Well, we actually do accept returns. I think most online sites they should do or will do.
Right.
The thing with bras, it does become a hygiene issue when people are sending things back, which is why we always like to keep our returns as low as we possibly can.
Sure.
Like most retailers do. But no, we certainly accept returns, and we have got the helpline there as well. So the helpline is there to help people as much as we can, and that's very much why we actually do sort of face-to-face fit events like I'm doing with Jane.
Yes,
and we do offer those across the UK, so we're nearly always in an area close to somebody who does need some help or advice.
Because they can come and see you, and that's something I want to highlight, especially because you are doing one in Kent on the 5th of July.
I am.
With wonderful Jane Wallace. But there's also this, you can, as I saw on the website, I was intrigued, so I went on, and you give this wonderful step-by-step guide to working out your bra size.
Yes.
Just tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, what we do is we take two measurements. So we ask you to take your underband measurement and your overband measurement.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you to give your fit shape, which we have as fit 1, fit 2, fit 3.
Yes, I was intrigued by that, and I don't know what I am. I think it depends on whether I breathe in or breathe out.
Well, most people tend to say they're a fit 3, and believe it or not, most people are not a fit 3 when I see them face to face.
Right.
People do tend to look at themselves negatively, you know.
Yes, I mean, we touched on this with Jane Wallace, that we do. We look in the mirror and don't necessarily see the real person, do we?
Absolutely, no, not at all. I mean, looking in the mirror, we tend to see the negative bits.
Yeah.
And it's the thing we focus on first. We don't say, well, you know, good arms, good leg.
Yeah.
Shame about the tum or something like that. We tend to go straight for what we see as our negative point, which of course nobody else sees, nobody else focuses on. So.
No. And sometimes when you point it out and you say, oh yeah, but I've got a saggy this or I've got a, and they're like, oh, I hadn't really noticed that.
No, not at all. You really don't notice that. It's us so instantly homing in on our bad point, and what we see as being our sort of bad points, if you like, but nobody else does.
It's interesting you say that. It reminds me when I first met my husband, well, my second one, because I'm working my way through some. And but I've decided to stop now. But I have a birthmark on my left cheek, which is actually an imprint of my knuckles when I was born, but that's another story. And a lot of people would say, oh, you know, you've got some lipstick on your cheek, and they're really shocked when I say, oh, no, it's a birthmark. And they're horrified. They think they've upset me or that they've, you know, pointed out this weakness of mine. And when we met my husband chatting around, I said, oh yeah, a lot of people, you know, point out my birthmark, notice it, or, you know, are shocked and want to wipe. One woman tried to wipe it off with a tissue. And he said to me, he said, oh, I hadn't actually noticed it, till he said.
Yeah.
So again, it's very interesting how other people do look at you and they're, you know, what they're focusing in on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's this fit shape, which is quite important, isn't it?
Well, our fit shape very much relates to, because when we put the website live, we got lots of calls online from people who would call our help service. And they might have been to St. Marks and Spencer's, they might have been to John Lewis, and they might have been, I shouldn't have mentioned those, different places.
I was going to say, lots of different shops. Yeah, lots of brands. They're all marvellous.
Different places, and have been fitted in a different bra size. And they didn't know which one was right. And the answer was, actually, they're probably all right. It's just that there's a variation in size.
Mm.
So what we, from the queries that we were getting on the helpline, then that's when we decided to take the site offline, the service offline, and actually start running the fit events across the UK.
Mm.
But what the fit shape relates to is very much, it's looking at how your bust actually fits onto your frame and the difference in the fullness of the bust compared to your overall platform, if you like. So okay. How the bust is actually fitting on the body.
Oh, it is interesting. And one of the things that I've seen on your website, you quote it that the bra, now where is it? Let me get this correctly. Is the foundation of fashion or
foundation
something?
Foundation of fashion, yes. Absolutely, because you can have, the thing about clothing is we all assume clothing is just designed according to the width of the shoulders, the width of the bust, the width of the waist and the width of the hip. Mm. But it isn't. It's actually designed according to those four points, but also the distance. So the distance from the shoulder to the fullest point of the bust, to the waist, to the hips. So if you've got a dress at home, for example, or a top, and yeah. you say, I can only wear that dress with a certain bra, it's because that bra is actually putting the bust back into the correct position for that top or for that dress. And it's because when we change bras and we change a bra style or a bra size, then what we're actually doing is we're gently changing the position of the bust on the body, because we all know that we can change the shape by putting a different bra on, and therefore we're gently throwing our proportions out.
Wow. It's a minefield, actually, of changes and the look. And I'm now walking on sunshine. Because I want to play this song, which I know you chose,
yes.
Because you said it's a very sort of uplifting.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get them all in, Jan, for the end of this show. So yes, I'm going to play that. We'll have a little music break for if any listeners are out there want to tweet in to us. Remember, it's at Cares Wins on Twitter or on Facebook. We've got our Facebook page up and running as well today in the studio. So if you want to ask any questions to Sarah while she's online with us until the end of the show, please do get in touch. But meanwhile, have a little listen, maybe make a cup of tea, or have a look in your wardrobe at some of the bras you've got. Men, if you want to too, that's your choice. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes. So Walking on Sunshine by Katrina. And away!
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door.
channelradio.co.uk.
Welcome back. It's Who Cares Wins on a Monday afternoon on channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, in the studio with Jan Mulligan, of course.
Good afternoon, Evergreen.
Busy on there on the Twitter as well, I noticed.
Typing away.
And we have the wonderful guest, full of wonderful information. We always brand this show fun and informative around health and well-being. And our guest, Sarah, all the way from sunny Leicester, is joining us in the studio via our technology of a telephone.
And hello.
So, Sarah, you're joining us, and you are Brass Sense Limited, a wonderful idea for a company to actually look at the real true foundation of fashion.
Oh.
That's what she said, Jan. I'm just regretting. And we have talked about 70% of women are in the wrong size bra. And one thing you and I spoke about, Sarah, is you said often women, when they've been to see you and had a personal bra fit, they often go away in a size smaller.
They do. They often drop a dress size.
So I can lose weight without having to go on a diet.
You can.
I have found the magic cure.
And it's just simply because you really, the correct bra for you just puts the proportions back into the correct place on your body. So it puts all your features back into the correct place. So it just brings you into proportion, which, to be honest, the majority of us are anyway.
Yes.
And it just gives you, it really does just give you the perfect foundation for fashion.
Brilliant. And I love your quote. I'm reading some of your research and some of the like blogs that you've been putting out on your website. Something I picked up, that we are not a mannequin.
Absolutely.
I think that's fabulous. Jan, I am not a mannequin. I am a human being.
No. You are you. I think that actually is something key. It's actually someone picked up when I was doing one of my evening talks, that somebody said, so actually you don't have to be a skinny size 8 and size 6 like the media tells you.
No.
You can actually just be yourself.
Yay.
That's exactly what you can be. Just be yourself.
It is. And I think that's the fantastic work that you're doing, that something I picked up, we touched on briefly before the music break there, that it is about the right, it's the right sizing. So, but size isn't just about those two measurements. It's more than that, as you've explained with this shape. The fit shape, was it called?
We call it fit shape,
But also it's about finding the right bra and the right size for the right occasion and the right dress or the right attire that you're wearing. So you said to me that bras are actually like shoes, and I was intrigued as to whether I need to start wearing my shoes on my upper body, but I don't think you mean that, do you?
No, but they are. So they have so much in common, it is unbelievable, because just like shoes, we tend to treat bras as a fashion accessory. Just like we do with shoes, but we have to remember that with shoes, just because size 4, a sort of 4-inch stiletto with an ankle strap and pointed toe came into fashion, does not mean that we would all rush out and buy them, because we would recognise that actually they're not the right shape for our feet and they don't fit our purpose. And bras are exactly the same, that we forget that bras have got a fashion purpose, but they've actually got a comfort purpose, and they've actually got a role to play on our body. And if we get it wrong, then just like wearing the wrong pair of shoes, then we're going to know about it. But we perhaps don't associate it with the wrong bra fit, as we do with shoes.
So I could become the Imelda Marcos of bras.
You could.
I need to fill up a whole wardrobe of shoes and a whole wardrobe of bras. I hope my husband's listening in, because I'm going shopping.
Bras but take up less space.
Well, I don't know, Jan. It depends on how fat I get. But anyway, moving swiftly on, something I wanted to touch on in detail, the workshop you're running on the 5th of July. With Jane Wallace, and that's actually at Jane Wallace's studio, isn't it?
It is,
just outside Canterbury, and we'll revisit the details later. What are you doing on that day exactly?
We're doing bra fits, and I've worked with Jane for quite a few years now, so it's just one of our personal fit events. So what we'll do with clients is we'll actually show you your frame and how the bust actually fits on your frame, and show you the shape of bra that you need to look for and give you your starting size.
Fabulous. And then that gives them an idea of where to look when they're going into different
department
stores
or
shops.
Just quickly map it back to shoes. If I had to say to you, what's your shoe size? You'd probably come back with a size to me. But when you went shoe shopping, you wouldn't go into a shoe shop and say, I'm a size 5, for example, and buy a pair of shoes or try on a pair of shoes just going on the size alone. When you go shoe shopping, you're looking at the shape of the shoe that you're going to buy first. And we all know what shape of shoe works for us.
Right.
Once you've got that shape, you then go to your starting size, which for me is a size 5. Would I expect to move up or down half a size or even a full size, depending on the style of shoe? So you never select your shoe size based on size alone.
No.
And that is, the bras are exactly the same. So what we almost do is teach you how to buy a bra in the same way that you know and go and buy your shoes yourself now.
Fabulous. It makes sense when you listen to Sarah, doesn't
What's
it?
The event?
Hopefully it makes bra sense.
Oh, well done. I think Sarah, hey, drum roll there. Sorry, Jan, were you going to say?
What was the date of that event?
That
July?
Is the 5th,
it is.
5th of July. Excellent.
Which is a Saturday, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, and the timing is?
We usually start about 10 o'clock and go through to about 6 o'clock.
Brilliant. Wow. And may I ask, as I'm now intrigued, because my experience is so far of bra fitting, is the, you know, you go into a sort of, you know, little curtained room and then a woman comes in and says, get your bra off, and it's all a bit, oh, not sure I feel comfortable with this.
Yeah.
And interestingly, we were listening to a bra fitting story from Miranda Hart earlier, which is quite interesting, but it's not so impersonal as that, is
no,
it?
No, not at all. It's all down to what the client feels comfortable with. So I do sort of say to people, you know, when you are uncomfortable or when something, when you, you know, you want to stop or put your top on or something, then please do just say. But you actually keep your bra on, because we actually fit you, I actually fit you from your existing bra, so you actually keep your own bra on.
That's
interesting. So you're not sort of exposed.
But what if it's, I'm now thinking, well, what if this bra I've got on and I'm pointing at it now, so you know, anyone can see me, what if I've got the wrong bra on now though?
Well, if you, what happens is I refit the bra, because the thing about bra fitting is we all assume that it's to do with size, and actually lots of times people are wearing the right bra, they might just be wearing it in the wrong way. So the first thing that I do is refit your existing bra.
Sorry,
on your feet. Yeah, the first thing I do is refit your existing bra, which actually shows you what the bra is designed to do on your body and how it is supposed to sit there. And then it, you see quite clearly the shape of bra that you're actually looking for, or why that bra is working for you or not working for you.
Right.
Now, Sarah's linked bras to shoes, and I'm going to link bras to chairs. Because so many of my clients say, I need a new chair. And the first thing I do is fit their chair to them before we change it. And Sarah does the same. See? Professionals.
It's all linked. I told you, it's all linked. And one thing I noticed, I read on your blog, I think, you also linked bras to shelves.
Yes.
just elaborate for our listeners before they panic.
The bra acts like a shelf, so it's actually lifting the bust back on to the chest area.
Yes, and our chest, now which bit's which? The chest is the wall? No,
yes,
the back's the wall, isn't it?
Yeah, the chest is the wall and the bra is like the shelf that the bust is sitting on, and you're actually holding that yourself just between your shoulder blades at the back, which is essentially the bottom of the shelf at the back.
Which is why the fit round the back is the more important aspect, where a lot of people think it's the cup, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it, well, it's both them together. But yeah, it's the band that is the main supporter of the bra, which is why it's interesting you say that, Angela. The band is the main support of the bra. That gives you the main support,
right?
Which is one of the reasons why some people end up wearing their bra band really, really tight, because they feel that they need it to be really tight to give them the support. But it doesn't necessarily have to be.
No, because then I can't breathe if I do that. Yes.
Absolutely. But it is all about just you, the frame.
Fascinating. See, I'm learning, Jan. I'm learning. She's going to give me a test later. And in honour of your origins, Sarah, we have something from The Cause, which I know.
Fabulous.
You love The Cause.
I do. I love The Cause.
And so you can reminisce perhaps back to days in Switzerland.
Yes.
When it all started.
Absolutely.
So enjoy, and we'll talk to you in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
You're irresistible. You're Don't
channelradio.co.uk.
It certainly is channelradio.co.uk, and you're listening to Who Cares Wins show, all about health and well-being from every aspect of you, whether it be top to toe in body form or top to toe in relation to your work and your ergonomics. Like that, Jan. Do you like that? She's staring at me in disbelief. She just said that word.
I just was worried when she pulled me.
Welcome, welcome. And you are listening to me, Angela Bryce Stevenson. And yes, of course, wonderful Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon.
And Sarah O'Regan from Bra Sense Limited. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
And you enjoyed the cause?
I did. I loved it.
Were you singing?
I was singing and dancing around as well.
We were dancing around the studio. We were, although not too much because it's still quite warm. So we had to be there.
The right bra on.
It is interesting. And we had a retweet on our Twitter. Wonderful. One of our followers who's also been a guest on our show, Adrian, who's from AK Pet Services, who also does courier work, but also can courier your pet.
Yes.
Not in a box. Don't panic. He's not packed up. So hello, Adrian. And interestingly, I wanted to mention that because although people might think this show is just about women, it's not. We do have men guests as well, and everything we talk about in relation to health and well-being is regarding all people out there from any shape, size, form and sexuality. But also it's important for men to realise that this is an important topic for a woman.
Yes.
And encouragement, maybe even buying them as a gift voucher. Do you do gift vouchers, Sarah?
I do, yeah.
Ah, you see?
Yeah, so, yes. Christmas sorted.
Exactly. I mean, if we remember our story from Jane last week, she had a gift voucher that she initially thought was horrific that her husband would dare to think she needs to have her stars and colours done. But actually, a gift voucher about your bra is that, well, actually, dear, you know, you're talking about, you know, losing weight or things don't fit. Just maybe changing your bra. Yeah. But you had a good point, didn't you, Jan, in relation to also the health aspect?
Well, I was going to ask Sarah, because you say when you do a bra fitting and measurement, you don't necessarily ask the lady to take the bra off.
No.
But I've been measured, and they did. And it occurred to me that, as I recommend that clients go and have their eyesight tested, and having an eyesight test can pick up medical conditions that you might not be aware of.
Yep.
Would it be right to say if you do a bra fitting that you might pick up on a health issue that the client hasn't noticed?
Well, one of the main things that you actually pick up on when you're doing the bra fit is anything to do with posture.
Right.
Of course.
And that is key. And funny enough, I was just chatting to my mum this morning.
Hello, Mum.
And she said it's amazing what having the right bra for her has actually done for her posture. Because she suffers from osteoporosis, and it's amazing what having the right bra for her is of her posture. And there was a client at the weekend who, again, having the right bra instantly has changed her posture. And people don't think about things like that. It's one of the health things that if you have got the wrong bra, if you are wearing the wrong bra, then it's instantly going to impact on your posture.
But of course, absolutely. Round shoulders,
yeah. Absolutely.
You know, bent over.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm sitting up straight now, Sarah.
But that's one of the main health aspects that is instantly going to affect your posture if you've got the wrong bra on.
And the other health aspect from my perspective of dear friends who've been through breast cancer.
Yeah.
And I know that you also work with cancer patients, don't you?
We do. Doing post-surgery fits was actually when we put the website live, then lots of calls on the helpline were not only coming from people who'd got problems with sizing, but women who'd had breast cancer, had mastectomy or lumpectomies, and had got specific questions about bras and comfort wearing bras and what have you.
That Fantastic.
Was a big side, and that's still one of my specialist areas, and that's one of the areas that I focus on the most, if that makes sense. When it
yes.
comes to
That's brilliant. That's really good to know, because it is, knowing a very good friend of mine, it is sometimes, you know, that, well, where do I go?
And
do I feel comfortable in going to a particular shop or a store? And they don't necessarily advertise that they cater for me and in my position. And so it can be quite a frightening experience to think about, where do I go next? So I know the wonderful Macmillan nurses and other support groups out there do great work. So it's fantastic to hear that. So are you linked with any of those groups, Sarah, or is it?
No, we're not. I used to do some work for one of the local cancer charities a few years ago. But these people, I have done talks at quite a lot of the breast cancer groups nearby, and people are welcome to come for a fit. Where we're slightly different is I actually focus on the individual.
Brilliant.
So we will look at your frame, and where we start to fit from is literally from your frame upwards. So most people focus on what appears to be the fullness of the bust.
Yes.
As being your cup size. But what I actually focus on is I focus on your frame. So if you think about the bust fits onto the onto your chest wall area.
Yes.
Which essentially maps your rib cage, and that's what we focus on first.
Ah, and I noticed that it's something to do with that gives you a clue on what styles are then going to be more suitable for that individual.
Absolutely, yeah. That then leads us on to just like which style suits my foot.
That is
exactly where we start off with which shape suits an individual.
Because I must admit, I was very much, and I still am a little bit of the era where, you know, oh, can't show my cleavage. Can't have anything that shows my cleavage because I have my mum's ringing in my ear. Oh, put them away, girl. But yes, there must be people that come to you to say, oh, I don't like that look.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because people will come and say, I've never wanted to do the full cleavage, push the bust together look. I'm not comfortable with it. And actually, when you fit the person, then a bra that is doing that is completely and utterly the wrong shape for them anyway.
Right.
So their personal preference actually really dictates the shape and style of bra they should be wearing anyway.
Ah.
That works for them and gives them maximum comfort.
So dare I ask, these push-up, squeegee, whatever they're called, that, you know, it's all out and on show and about to ping off down the road. They're probably not so good for my health and posture.
If they don't work for you, then definitely not. Because what you have to think about is if they're not working for your, if you're squashing yourself into one of those and they're not designed for you, then the first thing that it's going to do is it's going to dig into the bust at the side of the body. It's going to feel a little bit tight and it is instantly going to affect your posture because it's moving the weight, if you like, and the sense of balance, it's putting it in the wrong place for you.
Oh, that's why I kept tripping over. Okay, although I'm saying there might be some men out there who are like, oh. But if you go and talk or get your, you know, maybe even go as a couple, that could be something to think about. You know, they go as a couple, come and see Sarah, and then actually
it
come away
happen.
With, you still have, because I'm sure you must have clients that they can still have that cleavage look, but
absolutely.
The right one.
What you tend to find, it's about all being in proportion. And what you're looking for is you're looking, just briefly, the shoulders, the waist and the hips are fixed points. We can't change those on our body, but we can change the bust. Not instantly, but we can change the bust. So the bra can instantly change the position of the bust. And what we're looking to do is I'm looking to put the bust in the right place for you. So you sit in this lovely hourglass curve almost.
Uh-huh.
And that's the curve that you're looking to create.
I like that. Right place, right time, right size, right shape. Everything right. So we're running out of time as well, as we do on this show, because it's so informative that it's just like, oh, we need another 3 hours.
Yes.
Before we disappear, Sarah, I want to just make sure our listeners know, this 5th of July event you're doing with Jane, you come down to Kent.
I come down to Kent, to Jane's studio.
And that's, we will issue on our Facebook webpage.
Yeah.
The studio is, the people that didn't listen last week, then why not? I will be sending the boys around. Is that that's in just outside Canterbury. And we will put the details on the website, our Facebook page. But Jane does have a website. But you do have the details on your website too?
We don't have the individual details on there. But if I give you my email address, people email me, Sarah, S-A-R-A, at brasense.co.uk. If people were to email me, then I can let them know which is going to be the next event that I'm at nearest to them, or I can give them information about the 5th of July.
So you travel throughout the UK?
I travel from Aberdeen and all the way down.
Excellent. And I can't make the 5th of July, very selfishly. When will you be back in Kent?
I go to Jane about twice a year, so keep following Jane's website, have a colour page, she will put the next details up on there.
Brilliant.
And we'll pass that information on.
We certainly will. It has been a pleasure to talk to you,
and
Sarah.
And thank you so much for inviting me. It's been brilliant.
Actually, thank you to Jane Wallace, because it was
her
and I
chatting
away, and then she said, oh, I wonder if you would, you know, be interested in talking to Sarah. And of course, when I heard what it was about, I said, yes. is there anything else that we can, any top tip we could leave the listeners with, Sarah?
Do you know what? I'm just going to make one now with it being summer.
Yes.
If you have got what you think is back fat and you are trying to find a top which covers your back, then you are wearing the wrong bra. So before you buy any more clothes, go and have a bra fit.
Brilliant tip.
Thank you, Sarah. We like that. We're going to post that on Facebook, aren't we?
Yes, if back fat is the wrong bra size or the wrong bra shape, isn't you.
Brilliant. Oh, sorry, I could just talk to you forever. So thank you so much. I'll probably emailing you all the time with these questions. A pleasure to talk to you and the success with your business. I think it's a fantastic job that you're doing, as I say, both with the cancer patients and those that are fitting, but also just generally looking at, you know, women's health, which
thank
is
you.
Brilliant stuff. So hopefully I will meet you soon.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's brilliant, Sarah. Well, you have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
say
you
goodbye now.
Bye.
Oh, that's fantastic. That was Sarah O'Regan from Bra Sense. Brilliant, brilliant information and some informative as well as a great top tip. If you have back fat, it's not about you being fat. It's maybe you're in the wrong bra size. So contact Sarah, and that's Sarah, S-A-R-A, at Bra Sense Limited, wasn't it, Jen? I haven't written it down. I'm a bad woman.
Bra Sense is the important bit. That's
but it's
the thing
Bra Sense. Let me, hang on. I've got it here. Brasense.co.uk. Okay, before we go and have a snooze, any events, I want to just highlight the, do you remember the Feldenkrais method we talked about?
Yeah.
Had a lady ring in, Sabine
Don't
Blackley.
Don't ask me to spell it.
No, I won't. There is an event, if people are interested to know more about it, 26th of July, a Saturday, at the Seekers Trust in Addington, West Morling, that's in Kent, and it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. £30, that's all it is, to include tea and homemade cake. I'm going. So if you want to know more and get booked on, contact Julie Raitt. So that's the lovely lady I spoke about who organised this great retreat that I've been on. Contact Julie because she's taking the bookings for this event, and it's either a mobile 07903 839 292, or email Julie at JULSW, so that's Jules W, at blueyonder.co.uk. Jan, we've got about 1 minute.
All right, my favourite event, Friday, June 27th, that's this Friday.
Yes.
It's Wallace and Gromit's
Trouser
Day.
Yay.
Now, the Wallace and Gromit charity raise money to help sick children around the UK. This Friday, you wear your wrong trousers, is basically dress up in anything World Cup related.
Oh, what do we have to?
That's what the theme is this year.
Okay.
But dress up, raise money, send your money to the Wallace and Gromit charity. We'll post the information, but it's wallaceandgromitfoundation.org.
Great. Oh, I'm going to have to think about what trousers. Where'd my trousers on
and a
Friday?
Quick safety thing. It's sunglasses day on Friday as well. That's focusing on eye care in the sun. But also, if you've got old sunglasses, donate them to your local optician, and chances are they can send them off to poor countries around the world to
Brilliant.
Help people who can't afford sunglasses.
Oh, so I'm going to be in my shades and my trousers.
Yes.
I'd like to finish with a quote.
Please do.
It's from Michel de Montaigne, which is an Italian accent for a French writer, so I do apologise there. The quote is, "A straight oar looks bent in the water. What matters is not merely that we see things, but how we see them," which
Excellent.
I thought was appropriate for our Bra Sense lady. Thank you for